For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. The Christian life provides more blessing than we could ever deserve. However, as Christ warned, it will also be accompanied by earthly trials. For the last few weeks, we followed the children of Israel through phenomenal highs and lows as they were delivered from Egypt. No different from our human nature, God's chosen people struggle to trust in God despite their firsthand account of His miracles. Pastor Holland will now return to the book of Exodus in chapter 17 for the conclusion of this two-part series entitled, Oh No, Not Again.
We can trust Him, and I tell you what, I've had enough trials in my life. The children of Israel are just starting out on their journey, but they're going to get enough. That somewhere along the line, hopefully, their faith in God is going to be strengthened beyond measure. It makes us stronger. It makes us stronger as a child of God. Oh, I know today nobody likes testing. Oh, the children of Israel surely didn't like being without water. They didn't like being without food. They thought they had it made down in Egypt, and they didn't. But yet, when God stepped in and intervened, they began to see the power of God. And what a strong witness and a testimony it is for us to be able to say, look what God did. I think sometimes we have a tendency to try to make things happen ourselves. And friend, God doesn't want us working ourselves trying to make something happen. God wants us trusting Him to make something happen. He wants us to put our faith and trust in Him. He said, draw nigh to me, and I will draw nigh to you. Deuteronomy 8:2, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, to prove thee, to know what is in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep His commandments or no. Deuteronomy 8:2, you ought to write that down. He said, I sent them in order that I might humble you, that I might prove you, and that I might know your hearts, whether you would keep my commandments or not. In Job 23, verse 10, but He knoweth the way that I take. And when He hath tried me, He said, I shall come forth as gold. In Psalm 66, verse 10, for Thou, O God, hast proved me. Thou hast tried me as silver is tried. The Bible said in James 1, 2 through 4, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. God uses trials also to test us, but in order that He might glorify and praise Himself. Friend, all God wants from us is God wants to get the glory and the praise for what He's done. Deuteronomy 8:10, when thou hast eaten and art full, thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which He hath given thee. God uses trials to reveal that He is the God of salvation and deliverance. He's God. He's God that saves. He's God who delivers. And He wanted them to know that God is the one that exists. He said in Exodus 7:17, you have it right there. Or, well, in 7:17, you may not want to turn there, but it said, thus saith the Lord, in this shalt thou know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will smite thee with the rod, and in mine hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned to blood. You remember when they went through the trials? Yet God allows these things to come. I don't know why. I don't understand. I can't tell you definitively what the trial may be caused for in your life, but I can tell you this. God wants to get the glory. God wants to know where your heart is. God wants to know what it is you desire in your life. The second thing we see is found in verse 2 and 3, the terrible sin of Israel. The Bible said, because there was no water to drink, yes, they were disappointed and sad, but He said, wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said to them, why chide ye with me? Wherefore do you tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water. And the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? Well, let me tell you what the first problem was. The Israelites were looking toward man rather than looking toward God. I want you to understand, Moses was a great leader, and Moses was a man that God had chosen, but this nation of Israel sinned against God Almighty because literally what they did was blame the man that was leading them. By the way, can you imagine? I think Moses answered right. They said, "Give us water." If it had been me, I'd have said, "Do I look like a water fountain?" He didn't say that, but he said basically pretty much the same thing. "Why chide ye with me? Do I have water? Do you see water pots?" I imagine Moses felt pretty bad that he was catching all the flak because of it. But they were demanding that Moses give them the water. They were focusing on Moses being the miracle worker. They were focusing on Moses being their leader, and he was the one that had to provide. I'm glad today to be your pastor, and I'm glad today to be a part of this church. But friend, I'm going to tell you something. I can't give you anything that God does not give to us Himself, because He's the giver of life. He's the provider of every need. And He's the one that can give us what we need in our life. Our trust must always, always, always be in God and not man. No matter how terrifying the trials of life may be, man is very little help when it comes to solving the problem. Thank God today for men and women that can be an encouragement to one another. But understand today, we better take it up with God when that terminal illness is pronounced. When we get to the old age stage, and some of us are getting there, and others are a little bit further along than others, and things become difficult. When a terrible accident occurs, when you lose somebody in your family you're very close to, a loved one, maybe a child, a husband, or a wife. The awful tragedy. Boy, you know, you want to blame everybody. And even sometimes you want to blame God. But friend, as we mentioned last week, that's not a good thing to do. No matter what the circumstances are, trust God. It may be bankruptcy. It may be a natural disaster. I hear about tornadoes and hurricanes. I'd watch on TV the devastation. I've never been there. I pray that God never allows me to be there. But if He does, I hope that He gives me enough strength to trust Him, that He knows what's best for my life. Our hope today is in God. And I tell you, there's some preachers that'll get on TV and they'll almost make you think that they're the hope of the world. But I'm going to tell you, there's no man that stands behind any pulpit that has any power to do anything except what God does through him. And I want you to know it's God ultimately that brings the victory. In Psalm 31 verse 19, "Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men." In Psalm 34 verse 22, "The Lord redeemeth the soul of the servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate." Psalm 37 verse 3, "Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." I like this one, Psalm 118 verse 9, "It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." The Israelites were tested by God. They went to the wrong place. But the Israelites are being tested. They're questioning God's goodness. They're demanding through Moses, "Prove yourself. Show us. Give it to us right now." Do you know God doesn't owe us anything? Do you know we don't deserve anything? But thank God in His mercy, doesn't He just give and give and give and give and give? Because the Israelites were the people of God, what should they have done? They should have went to Moses. And by the way, that's a good thing. If you got a problem with the leader, it's just go to him and just go talk to him. You don't need to talk to anybody else. Just go talk to him. Just sit down and talk to him, and because listen, that's the way to get it done. But here, and but no, but not. I'm not saying where they come. They were complaining to him, so they were coming to him. But reckon why somebody didn't come to him and say, Moses, don't you think we ought to get together and have some prayer? Don't you think we ought to get on our face before God and begin to plead for him? I think that's what the scripture would have taught them to do. But yet, they were mad at the world. And boy, our tests come and we get mad at everything and everybody. But we fail to understand where we need to go in our time of need. The Israelites accused Moses of being an imposter. They talked about, it was Moses, you brought us out. Obviously, they thought that he was wrong. They had forgot about all the provisions that they had gotten. They forgot how gloriously God had been in the past and what he has done. And it's amazing how quickly they forgot God's blessings. I tell you, I've seen people 1 week shouting the praises of God. And I've seen them a few weeks down the road belittling the fact that they were going through a trial. And they were going through a difficulty and they didn't understand why. You know why? Because of their hearts and their minds were not right with God. Their minds were carnal, oftentimes, fleshly, self-centered. In Romans 8:7, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it's not the subject of the law, neither indeed can be. Ephesians 4:17, this I say therefore and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, but in vanity of their mind. We find that they complain because of their unbelief and distrust. They had not grown in prayer. They had not come to trust in God. They learned very little. You know what? After going to church for a long period of time, you ought to be growing in the grace and knowledge of God. You ought to be maturing as a Christian. Obviously, maybe this trip had not been very long going, but they had learned very little. Little about trusting and believing. About worshiping and honoring, about witnessing and bearing their testimony for him. In John 8:24, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Let me just throw a little tidbit out here before I move on, and I've got to move quickly. The only thing that'll send a person to hell is unbelief. You hear me? Unbelief. You say, what about the murderer? Unbelief. That murderer, if he believes and he puts his faith and trust in Jesus, doesn't mean he'll be excused for his sin, but it does mean if he does that, he'll be saved. And I tell you, there's not a single person on this earth today that God cannot and God will not save if only they will believe. And then we find Moses. Moses knew what to do. I can imagine how he felt. He felt like a punching bag. He felt like he'd been really beat up. He felt like he had really gone through the trial. But we find in verse 4, he knew what to do. The Bible said, and Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto this people? For they be almost ready to stone me. I'll tell you what, Moses, I'm with you, buddy. Sometimes we just have to turn and say, God, what do I do?
Moses was facing a challenge that was much larger than he could handle. If you find yourself in a place where there is nowhere to go, just turn to Christ. While there are always triumphs and difficulties on our journey, we can have the ultimate victory in God. Will you look to Jesus? Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.